Let me read a funnier poem. Didn't look at too serious. It's called The Ink Spots. How many remember The Ink Spots? Bum ba da da dee ba da do. If I didn't know. You know, do you know that song? Okay, it was 26. They were a group of African-American singers in the 40s, and they called themselves The Ink Spots. And they had this beautiful rhythm, and they'd sing. And one of them had a high soprano. This is another poem. The Pennsylvania Railroad makes a great turn at Altoona Pier. It's totally boring, but it does. I could tell you the history of the Pennsylvania Railroad and why it's there and all kind of stuff. I know too much. The thing about the dove was how he cried in my pocket and stuck his nose out just enough to breathe some air and get some snow in his eye. And he would have snuggled in, but I was afraid and brought him into the house so he could shit on the New York Times. Still, I had to kiss him after a minute. I put my lips to his beak, and he knew what he was doing. He stretched his neck and touched me with his open mouth, lifting his wings a little and readjusting his legs, loving his own prettiness. And I just sang from one of my stupid songs, from one of my vile decades, the way I do. I have to admit it was something from Trains. I knew he'd like that, resting in the coal car, slightly dusted with mountain snow, somewhere near Altoona, the horseshoe curve he knew so well, his own moan matching the trains, a radio playing The Ink Spots, the engineer roaring.